Well, welcome here. Really quickly, before we get to kids stuff, our kids sermon, I want to share with you guys, there was something really cool that happened. By the way, most of you know me. I see some people that I might not know. My name's Ben. I'm one of the pastors here. And if you are attending here for the first time, or if you've been here many times, welcome. It's going to be a good Sunday, amen? Yeah, it is. With balloons and all. I'll put that back there. Before we get into the sermon, as the balloon just drifts right on back, I want to make you guys aware we were praying last week for Mary Peterson. Mary had some arrhythmia with her heart, meaning her heart was beating off kilter. And so you had it shocked back into rhythm for the fifth time. But this time, praise God, it has held. So we are grateful and glad we were praying for that last week. That is a wonderful yes and amen. We are grateful for good news and pray for more good news for you and your health journey. Well, kids, I have a question for you. I want to ask you, do you recognize this piece of technology? No, here, let me put it up on the screen, see if, there. Do you recognize what this is? It is this thing that maybe your parents might know about, but it's this thing where if you take this capsule and you drop it into water, over the course of the next 20 to 25 minutes, that will grow into something. It is exposed to water, and it grows. I actually... A couple of us were at the Sue's dinosaur thing, you know, Sue the T-Rex. We were at that on Friday, and there are these little eggs that will hatch in water. And so I'm just going to drop this in there. This one will sadly take a little bit longer. What did yours take, Clementine? 12 hours? 24? It was like a whole day. So my guess is we won't be seeing that hatch by the end of the service. But there are these little things, right, that when they get exposed to water, something changes. They grow. They turn into what? They turn into not just an animal. Because over here, we have, let's see, if you come up to me after the service, we've got choices because I'm going to send everybody home with one. We have vehicles and safari animals and unicorns and dinosaurs. Mr. Lane, good instincts.
So would they turn into a noun?
Would they turn into a noun? I guess in some ways, yes. My goodness. Keeping Ben on his grammatical toes. But there is some way where this thing comes into contact with water and it changes. You know, sometimes our lives are like that. When we come into contact with Jesus, things change, right? When we really encounter Jesus, he can change us, he can transform us. It doesn't mean that, you know, everything in our life magically changes overnight. But when we follow Jesus, things change. And that is part of what we're celebrating today with all the balloons and all the water and everything like that. But it is something I want you guys to celebrate this week. So, after the service, remember, come back on up. We'll get you your grow in water toy. And I'll let you choose the dinosaur or the vehicle or what have you, all right? The noun, yes. You can choose your noun there. All right. Well, I'm gonna let you guys go back to your parents, and we will keep moving along, but I'm glad that you were able to participate. Clementine, I'm going to give you this dinosaur that grew back. Thank you so much. It's a good day. Amen. Well, for those of us that would like to track along, we are actually going to be studying a passage where this happens, where this strange transformation that is already underway. Let me drop a couple. These are mystery ones. I don't know what that one is, but the yellow one was a dinosaur. I don't know what the red ones are going to be. But kids, if you want to come up and investigate at the end of the service, bonus points to you. I'll give one extra if you name the dinosaur that the yellow one is. You don't know what it is yet. It hasn't popped. But afterwards, say what? These aren't all the same dinosaur. Don't worry. We'll get there. But kids, come on up afterwards at the end of the service before you eat cake, and we'll go from there. But for those of us that are following along, I want to invite you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 3. If you use a Bible, if you use it on your phone, however you access Scripture, it'll be up on the screen as well. But we're going to be flipping over to John chapter 3. We're going to be talking about somebody else who came into contact with Jesus, and things changed. So, John chapter 3, we're going to be in verses 1 through 6. Let me put that up there on the screen for us. And I will let Rick and Noah, I'll let you guys move things along for us there. John 3. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. Rabbi, he said, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. What do you mean? Exclaimed Nicodemus. How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. That is what John 3, 1 through 6 says for us this morning. I love this image of Jesus going around and sneaking after dark. Does anyone else enjoy that image of Nicodemus, this religious leader that goes around and sneaks after dark? Most of the interaction in the ancient world that was done, it happened in the day because they didn't have electricity. They didn't have these LED lights and everything going on everywhere. They had oil lamps, and they could fill the lamp. You could keep refilling it with oil, but why would you do that if you could just talk during the day? That's why most things happen during the day in the ancient world. Nicodemus, though, did not wait. It says, after dark, Nicodemus came to speak with Jesus. For our kids, again, I imagine Nicodemus doing kind of this, you know, the cronk from The Emperor's New Groove, the stealth walk, where he's given his own theme music, and he's going, no? Some people know, but like I'm seeing a lot of young people that don't. Parents, you have your job cut out for you. I'm concerned about the state of our youth, but I will let this pass. Emperor's New Groove, friends, it's good times. But Nicodemus, he sneaks in and he goes to Jesus. And this is really weird because he doesn't even have a burning question. You know, if you're going to sneak out to somebody, It might have to do with, like, you've got this big question you've got to ask. But Nicodemus, he just offers a statement. He says, Rabbi, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I engage full stealth mode at night, it is not to go out to somebody and pay them a compliment. You know, go raid the fridge? Sure, that's me. Get into the cookie jar? Yeah, all right, you can sign me up for that. Binge a couple of shows of whatever I'm watching, yes. But I do not sneak out of my bedroom, sneak out of my house, get on the street, sneak down the block trying to avoid people's eyes, because that is the implication here in this passage, that Nicodemus was avoiding people. He was being stealthy. I don't do all of that to go, hey, Patrick, you're being a good dad. Well done. Patrick, where are you? Patrick, you're being a good dad. Well done. It's true. Oh, come on, Eli. That's not very nice. It is true. You are. But I'm not going to do that I'm not going to sneak out of my house to compliment somebody. But that's what Nicodemus does here. He sneaks out of his house and he just says this statement to Jesus. I was reading in some commentaries. Those are books that Those of us that are pastors, we go to, if we don't understand something about a Bible passage, this is kind of our first stop, commentaries. And these commentaries had a couple of different ideas about what Nicodemus was doing. Some people said that Nicodemus, you know, maybe he was a spy sent from the Pharisees to kind of scope Jesus out, feel him out, to kind of get, is he on our side? Is he on, you know, the Sadducees' side, this other group that was in ancient Jerusalem? Where does Jesus lie? Or maybe Nicodemus was somebody who came to be a genuine seeker. Maybe he was both or neither of these. We don't fully know what his motives are. But we know after this encounter with Jesus, Nicodemus has changed. There is something different. He shows up two more times in the Gospel of John. Nicodemus shows up two more times. One, I think it's around John 8, where some Pharisees were getting together and saying, we should arrest and kill this Jesus guy. And Nicodemus says, hey, wait, we haven't even heard him out yet. Maybe we should hear him out before we go on to aggressive steps. And then later, after Jesus is crucified, after Jesus is killed, Joseph of Arimathea, he comes to bury Jesus in his own tomb that he purchased, he bought, and Nicodemus, this Pharisee, this religious leader, is there to help him, to do the funeral, the burial rites, that Nicodemus was somehow changed. He encountered Jesus, he came out the other side changed. And I think that's how we all encounter Jesus in some way. We encounter who Jesus is, and it changes ourselves. It changes what we do, how we act, how we talk. If we truly encounter Jesus, our lives get changed. And this doesn't, even in this passage, this doesn't include what Nicodemus heard from Jesus, what Jesus actually said. Jesus said this, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Jesus is saying, if you are not born again, you will not enter the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus sees this. This is a physics and a biology problem. He encounters this and he whether he misunderstands Jesus or he just jokes it off. Oh, come on, funny one, Jesus. How can I go back into my mother's womb? I'm an old man. Come on. Get real, Jesus. Tell me how it is. Surely you don't want me to be a baby again. But Jesus says, be born of water and the Spirit. Elsewhere in the Great Commission, Jesus tells his disciples, after he is resurrected, he tells his disciples to go out among all the nations, making disciples and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's part of what we want to do today. We want to be obedient to what God told us to do, and that is to disciple people, but it is also to baptize people when they have confessed Jesus is Lord. So we're going to be obedient to that today. We baptized 8 people a month ago, March 27, and we are going to baptize 4 more friends today. And how we baptize people on confession of their faith. That when they say, Jesus is Lord, He is who is in charge of my life, that's when they have been what we would call being born again. They are born of God's Spirit. And we as Christians, we celebrate baptism as this act saying, yep, that is me. I am a follower of Jesus. I have been born again. And being baptized is our way of declaring it to us all. It's also a chance for those of us that are Christ followers, that have been baptized ourselves, that we are able to celebrate and remember that time for ourselves, remember our own baptism. Carter, you were remembering earlier when you were baptized. That is what we are all invited to do today. Remember that moment in your life when you were baptized, when you declared that you loved Jesus, that He was Lord. Being baptized is declaring that while we don't fully understand who Jesus is, because we can't fully comprehend Jesus while we're on this earth, but even though we don't fully understand who He is, even though we learn more about Him every day of our lives, we are trying to follow him as Lord, that we have been changed by him, that he is Lord of our lives, that he forgives us our sins, that he reconciles us to himself, and that when our time on earth is done, that he will invite us into eternal life lived with him. That is what baptism is. It is declaring all of those things. So as our friends get up here, as they get baptized, as they get wet, I want to remind us all that Jesus makes us new. I want all of us to remember that we, if we are followers of Jesus, that we are transformed by who Jesus was and who Jesus is in our lives today. That we aren't sneaky. We're not, you know, trying to go all cronk stealth mode, sneak out in the middle of the night to go talk to Jesus. We are publicly declaring, Jesus is Lord, he has forgiven me, and he is Lord of my life, and I'm going to live in eternity with him. That is what we are saying. That is what all of our friends that are baptizing others are saying. That's what our friends that are getting baptized are saying. I want to mention this really quickly before I go and before we get the main event going on in the tub here. If you have not decided to make Jesus Lord of your life, the invitation is open to you. You are welcome here. You are welcome to make Jesus Lord of your life. Come talk to me. If you have not been transformed by who Jesus is, if you haven't encountered who Jesus is, come talk to me. Talk to Pastor Susan. Talk to any of the people that are in the chairs next to you. We'd be glad to speak, glad to talk to you about what Jesus has done. Because Jesus has transformed me. He transformed Nicodemus some 2,000 years ago. He has transformed me. He has transformed you. He has transformed us as a church community. So if you want to find out more what that is like, come talk to us after the service while we're all celebrating, getting cake and cookies. But for right now, let's celebrate. Let's baptize some friends and let's praise God for what our friends are publicly saying, that Jesus is Lord. Let me pray real quickly for them, and then we'll get our first baptizee to come on out. God Almighty, you are good. Nicodemus encountered Jesus, you, on this earth, and he was transformed. We trust that when we encounter you today, we are still transformed. And it's not all immediate, and it doesn't happen all at once. But over the course of our lives, just like these growing water toys that are growing in this jug of water next to me, somehow when we encounter you, we are changed. We pray that for those of us that have already committed to that, that you would help us live into that transformation, that you would help us to live joyfully into being changed by you. If there are people here that have not made that decision, we ask that you would encounter them in some way today, that you would let them feel your presence and that they would start to see what that would look like in their own lives. For our friends that are getting baptized, we ask and we pray that you would be with them as we baptize them, following your command, that we baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May they remember today and may we all celebrate together. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, whoever is baptizing first, I think Rochelle, come on down. We're going to get underway. Here, bring it over here.
I get the privilege of helping baptize Ben. So come on, Ben. Yes, I do. All right. All right, turn this way so I can hold your hands. All right, you can still face everybody, though.
right, with this profession of faith, Ben, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Caleb, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? And will you follow him in all your ways?
Yes, I will.
All right. With this profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We all need help.
In case you didn't notice, one of the wonderful things we do here at Cornerstone is we have family members or friends or whoever's been significant in your life to do the baptism, or the pastors, your choice. I get to baptize two of my granddaughters today. And everything, which is very special to me. So you ready, Truzy?
Yeah.
All right. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and will you follow him in all of your ways? And if so, say, I do.
I do.
With this profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hand off the baby for the next one. Yes. It's warm, I promise. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and will you follow him in all your ways? And if so, say, I do.
I do.
With this profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
All right. Well, while our friends that are that got baptized and we're baptizing are changing, worship team, if you want to come back up, we're going to sing some more songs and celebrate.
Let's just have one more applause for everybody today.
vocal. There you go. Thank you. Our God is mighty to save. Amen.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. Give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
You can be seated. Just before I pray for our offering, as a reminder, our offering, we're not passing offering baskets, but we have boxes by the side entrances. But let me just pray for our offering this morning. Dear Lord Jesus, just coming together as a community here this morning, family, friends, in your name, Lord, with this service, we just ask, we are receiving your blessing this morning, and we just pray for the offerings this morning that as we give and as we support this ministry here, ministries around our community and around the world, Lord, we just ask for your blessing on those being your hands and feet here in the world and in our community. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. This next song, I remember singing at church camp. I don't know if some of you did. decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Oh, turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back.
I want to invite the friends that have gotten baptized to come up. Have we gotten everyone back? True. Michaela, I think I saw Ben. I think he left, which is all right. But True, Michaela, and Caleb, you're right there, aren't you? Come on up. And Nikki, if you would come join us as well. And actually, I need to grab my clicker. Come on up, stand up here up front. And if you are connected to one of these kids or one of these people, if you would like to come up as a way of support, you are welcome to. You're not obligated, but we are celebrating you guys today. And we are also installing you, in addition to baptizing several of you, we are also accepting you guys as new members of our church. Caleb, I believe you've got a junior membership here, but we are going to accept you guys as members in our church. So, please come on up. I'm going to face you guys because I am reading this to you, but it is for all of us here. It's a passage I shared a couple of about a month ago, but I'm going to read it again. 1 Corinthians 12. I want to read this to you that are joining our church community formally. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, some are free, but we have all been baptized by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. And later on in that same passage, this makes for harmony among the members so that all members care for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. All of you together are Christ's body. Each of you are a part of it. Just want to bless you and celebrate with you joining our church community formally. I want to ask, and this is something, if you agree, will you say, those of you that are joining our body for the first time, if you will say, I will you give us the gift of yourselves? Will you bless our church community and our world with who God has made you, with the gifts, the talents that He has given you? Will you bless us with who God made you to be? If so, say, I will. Then I want to invite those of us in the congregation to read this over them. If you'd just join with me, if you want to extend your hand, that's fine, but if you will just read this. We welcome you as sisters and brothers in Christ. We are thankful for what God has done in you and will do through us together. We commit to being the family of God, sharing in this faith journey laid out for us. We pray that God the Father will continue to move through us all, empowering us by the Spirit as we follow the way of Jesus. Let us welcome Caleb and True and Michaela and Nikki and Ben. Let's welcome them with a round of applause. All right. If you have received your certificate, you can go sit down and we will hear our announcements for the day. Here you go, Jesse. Yeah.
Okay, for announcements this week, Ben is going to be out of the office May 3rd through the 10th for Caitlin's graduation. Thank you to everyone who participated in ShareFest yesterday. This was a great opportunity for unity in our community. For the picture directory, on May 23rd and May 24th, we will have a photographer on site taking family photos. Each family photographed will receive a free 8x10, a free photo directory, and access to the new online directory. We want you guys included, so sign up online or in the lobby with Christy. Sign up early to get the best time slot, and if you're willing to help in May on the days of photography or to sign people up, please talk to Christy. For coffee, women's coffee will meet at Cafe Quetzal at 21st and Bell, and the men will remain at Hardee's on 21st and Wanamaker. This is every Wednesday morning from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. through the month of May.
Well, as we close our service and as we get to cake, and are there cookies? There are cookies too? Fantastic. It's going to be a good time out there celebrating. But before we close our service, I want us to pray and ask God to move in all of our hearts. God Almighty, would you move in us? We know that when we encounter you, we are transformed. We are celebrating the transformation of some of our friends today, the symbol of what already has been in their lives, this symbol of baptism that has that is a symbol of what has already occurred through their encounter with you. We pray that we would all encounter you and all be changed today. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you go? Would you enjoy the Sunday? And may you go in peace knowing that you can be transformed too. Blessings, go in peace.